In Saudi Arabia, a group claiming affiliation with al-Qaeda has carried out its threat to kill an American hostage, beheading Paul Johnson. Bloody pictures have been posted on the internet and his body found by Saudi authorities. In Seattle today, President Bush vowed the U.S. would not be intimidated by the killing.
The murder of Paul shows the evil nature of the enemy we face. These are barbaric people. There's no justification whatsoever for his murder. And yet they killed him in cold blood.
Paul Johnson was taken hostage last weekend. He was 49, an employee of Lockheed Martin in Riyadh, working on Apache attack helicopter systems. A statement from the group al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula said the infidel got his fair treatment, let him taste something of what Muslims have long tasted from Apache helicopter fire and missiles. Late today, Saudi officials said the leader of the group responsible for Johnson's killing and two other militants were killed by security forces in Riyadh. We're joined now from Riyadh by Dave Montgomery, a correspondent for Knight Ridder Newspapers. Dave, what can you tell us about these reports that Paul Johnson's killers have now themselves been killed in Riyadh?
Doesn't seem to be any doubt of that. It's been pretty well confirmed from a variety of sources. Just hours after Mr. Johnson's death, Saudi security officers were conducting a citywide sweep. I believe this occurred in eastern Riyadh. Details are still sketchy, but a shootout between security forces and Abdulaziz al-Mukran and his top lieutenants.
Today was the deadline that this group had given for the execution of Mr. Johnson. What actions by security forces led up to this event tonight?
Well, I believe this is an extension of the search the Saudi officials had been conducting since al-Qaeda issued this ultimatum on Tuesday. More than 15,000 security officers spread out across Riyadh, just chasing down leads, shoe-leather police work, knocked on the doors of at least 1,000 houses. Unfortunately, they weren't able to get to al-Mukran before Mr. Johnson's tragic death.
How much is known about this group in the Arabian Peninsula and its leader, Abdulaziz al-Mukran?
This is a group that, since these terrorist attacks started in Saudi Arabia a year ago, has sort of continuously reinvented itself. There were a series of bombings in May, and Saudi officials really responded with a vengeance then, taking out several leaders. But after those leaders get killed, others have replaced them. Mukran replaced a leader who was killed in a shootout in March, and it actually was leading al-Qaeda into sort of a resurgence. It was reemerging as a major threat in Saudi Arabia. Now, his death now, I think, is going to throw it in disarray. I'm not sure who's going to take its place.
Along with this beheading of Paul Johnson, there have been a series of killings of other Americans and expatriates in Saudi Arabia in the last couple of weeks. What kind of climate exists now, and are Westerners leaving the kingdom?
Well, until al-Mukran's death, I mean, it was definitely a hunker down, just a chill over the Western expatriate community. Nobody knew what was going to happen next. As you pointed out, there have been a series of shootings of Westerners. Mr. Johnson's death was the third American to be killed in 11 days, and people had no idea if they were going to leave, if they were going to be targeted themselves. Again, Mr. Mukran's death changes that, I believe. You know, I think it's really going to throw al-Qaeda under the defensive and into disarray. So it could be that this is going to lift that chill that fell over the Western community.
The history has been, though, that as one leader is dispatched, another one takes his place.
That's true. I was sort of scanning my list of 26. He was the top of a list of 26 issued in November, and there's still a fair number of people are still on that list, so it sort of remains to be seen if anybody has the leadership potential to come in and fill his shoes.
Dave Montgomery, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Dave Montgomery is a correspondent for Knight Ridder Newspapers. He spoke with us from Riyadh.